You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Javelina Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Welcome back, everybody, to Counselor Corner, your mental health podcast for Texas A&M University Kingsville, brought to you by Student Health and Wellness Counseling Services. I'm Kristen.
And you know me, it's Terry.
It's Terry. And we are here wrapping up our last podcast for the semester, and we've had a lot of fun with this. But for the month of December, we have some messages to spread for you guys.
All right. So, before we get into the messages, Kristen, mm-hmm. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was awesome. I did a lot of movie watching, show watching. Stranger Things came out. We watched Wicked Part 2. It was just so good. I took a nap, so I felt like it was the recharge that I needed to get back and wrap up these next couple weeks. What about you? How was yours?
Well, I traveled. I went to Houston to visit mm-hmm. some family because, as you know, I'm from Louisiana, and that was too short of a break for me to drive all the way back to Louisiana and then all the way here once mm-hmm. it was over. So Houston was a quick, you know, drop by. Got some great eats out in Houston. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking about the food. My mouth is watering now.
Shout out to who?
The restaurants. Okay. Shout out to the Best Stop Cajun Market for mm-hmm. that good boudin that I had and chicken crackling. And if you don't know, try it, okay? I'm a southerner. I can't help it. Lotus Seafood. Oh, my gosh. They're so good. And where else? Ooh La La Cupcakes. Oh, my gosh. I'm just giving so many shout-outs. I don't know if I can do all this. I'm not even getting paid.
She's not getting paid.
I'm not getting paid. Aww. Oh, man. Where else did I have? I don't even remember. I'm always eating a lot every time I go there, so it's never a dull. Oh, Waffle House.
OG.
So good.
Sounds awesome.
But yeah, so that was, you know, mainly some good eats and just, you know, hanging out with family and extended family and family by marriage, but still family, you know, just a whole bunch of kids and people everywhere. So love it.
Well, it sounds like it was not boring at all.
At all. Yeah. So that brings me to, we're about to go into another break mm-hmm. in just like 2 weeks.
I know. It's happening quickly.
And it's an even longer break.
Yes.
It is until after MLK Day. So like the 21st is when they come back.
I think the 22nd.
22nd. Yeah, 22nd.
Okay. And I only know because it's the day before my birthday of January. So, but yeah, so we have that in mind. We know that we're going to have the break. So Terry and I came up with a plan to kind of have some opportunities for anybody that is lingering around the break. Go ahead and pitch it to them, Terry.
Okay, so if you're here in town, aren't able to go home, or are able, but you just chose to stay in town, which is fine as well, like we talked about last episode, we are doing self-care hangouts on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. This is a time where you can come hang out at the Student Health and Wellness Center and just relax. There'll be games, there will be different various activities. So the first one will be December 16th. That's a Tuesday, and then we'll do one that following Thursday. So just feel free to come, stop by, hang out, get a light snack. We'll have light snacks, so don't think you're gonna be eating lunch here. Just a light snack.
Little snacky snacks.
Yeah. We hope that you come out. We hope that we see you. You bring a friend or whatever the case may be. You know, the holidays are a time to, you know,
wind down, relax.
Yes, because the semester was already enough, finals and everything. Why not relax and have mm-hmm. a good time? And why do it by yourself when you can come hang out with us yeah. fun gals?
And then we will resume when we get back from the break, the first week of January. So anticipate more hangouts on January, of the second week of January.
Yeah.
So right before the semester starts. We're yeah. excited. It'll be nice. It'll be fun. Opportunity to recharge, kill some time with us, and get to know us more as counselors, too.
Yeah. Now, for some of our serious announcements, we want to bring awareness to some of the entities that we have here on campus and some national days mm-hmm. that we have.
Yeah, today is actually a World AIDS Awareness Day. So we just wanted to let anybody know, whoever has any questions about testing or is looking for options, we have an option here on our campus at the Javelina Health Clinic. They're located here at 1210 Retama, right at the Student Health and Wellness Building. We have some signs outside, so that way you're able to see them. But all you have to do is schedule an appointment. They are available some Saturdays, but they are actually going to stop services along with counseling. The last day is the day of graduation, December the 12th. So if you have any questions, if you ever want to go somewhere and get tested, a checkup, please head over here. We have other options across campus and in town as well. So if you need any guidance, we will gladly help you.
All right. And the next order of business is December 3rd is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. So if you or anyone you know has a disability, received accommodations in high school, or just don't even know if you qualify, feel free to schedule an appointment with DRC and they will help you and get you set for whatever accommodations that you may need. Mm-hmm. And you just come by, same address as before, same times, and schedule an appointment at the front desk. And they'll give you a call back and, follow through with the steps and protocols of whatever you may need to fill out in order for them to assist you. And it's an easy process, and they are lovely ladies who are very helpful and excited to help you, master your time here in college.
Yep.
Help you.
Awesome. Shout out to Barbara Collins. She is the director of DRC. And then we have Jessica Flores and Christina Aranda. They are the accommodations counselors. So if you ever have any questions, look them up and they'd be happy to help you.
Of course. So now that all the serious stuff is out the way, let's talk a little bit about this season. This is a season for giving.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, we feel like we have to spend money, but that's not always the case. You know, there are small things we can do to give to others. We just talked about it. What were you saying?
Yeah. So it's, even if it's just, a card or a letter, and helping others. Terry mentioned last episode how she was able to bless others. She felt blessed on her birthday and she used that time to give back. And sometimes it could look like that, giving back to others, and then it could just be like a smile, just giving a smile to somebody, strangers. And so giving doesn't always have to, cost anything. Just being kind to somebody. And then it helps us feel good, too, when we're able mm-hmm. to give back to others mm-hmm. or, do a little bit more, be more intentional. So when we think of self-care, that's also an opportunity for self-care.
Yeah, it's good for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause people really think like, oh, I don't want to, or I don't have the time, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. You're giving your time, not money, just your time.
Yes.
Whether it's at a soup kitchen, at a nursing home, where they may not even get visitors from,
right?
Yes, visitors from their relatives. You can be a smiling face mm-hmm. that'll, they might even think you're their grandchild. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
You know, so why not? Give some of your time. That's all. Time to, make another person smile and be happy during this holiday season. And
yeah.
It didn't cost you 1 ounce, 1 red cent.
I love that. An idea, too, is if, you have any extra coats, just give it to somebody who looks like they're in need. You can donate, whether it be here to the Javelina Care Closet. I think that sometimes we have jacket opportunities. There used to be a box out in front of the bookstore. So if there's any opportunities that you can find, seize them. And if you're able to give back in that way, please do so. And then I know that whenever I'm running low on funds and I have a whole lot of family, I go to Goodwill. I go to Goodwill and I tell them. I'm like, here's your Goodwill Christmas gift. And they love it. So sometimes you just have to get creative and you know, don't overdo it and overstress yourself. You don't have to give everything. Just do your best, and even just a simple card or thank you.
And maybe it's not giving anything at all, but your presence, because that's all you have to give at this moment. You're a college student.
For sure.
Getting life together and figuring things out. It's okay.
Yes,
it's okay. Don't let the holiday season have you going into debt when you don't have to. You know, and that causes more stress, and that brings on more mental mental struggles when it doesn't have to be that way. I believe, and I feel, so this is a personal opinion, you guys, that it may be better to have the sadness of, I wish I could have given you something, but I'm here with you, I'm spending time with you, and I'm making memories with you, versus now I'm stressed because I don't have money, or I've spent my last, and now I have to come back to school and try to figure out this, or figure out how I'm going to pay this bill or that bill, whereas, you know, I think one is lighter, a lighter load to carry than the other, you know, so do what works for you and what's best for you, but also know that you are loved and it's okay. So let's talk a little bit about New Year's resolution, since this is our last one.
I know, and it's gonna happen so quickly. And so we start thinking like, okay, it's December, Christmas is coming, the semester is wrapping up, so there's so many things that you are anticipating, worried about, stressing about, good things, bad things. But either way, start thinking about your New Year's resolution. You don't have to do it. You don't have to wait till January. You can start it now. And my daughter and I actually started working out this morning at 5 a.m.
Okay.
She was super excited for it. So my New Year's resolution was going to get back into working out. It's been challenging with time and, you know, health stuff, but so she's really been awesome accountability partner. So yeah, guys, if you have any New Year's resolutions, it's not too early to start.
Right. Getting started now is what helps propel you forward in January. Instead of waiting until the gyms are packed in January, go ahead and get in there now if you want to. And also, I don't know if you all know, but studies show it takes 21 days to form a habit. So why not start it now instead of, you know, trying to trial and error it and feeling discouraged because too many people are in the gym. Maybe somebody's looking at me. And by the way, no one's looking. And just get out there and give it a try. And also knowing that there are many things. Start small. Maybe it's something within yourself. Maybe it's, let me take care of my mental health and let me make an appointment and go see Student Health and Wellness. Maybe it's actually showing up and following through with my appointments and not missing them or no-showing them or canceling them. Maybe it's being on top of my schedule so I don't have to. You know, it can be something so small. It doesn't have to be something that takes everyday effort. And, you know, I was just talking to a client about some steps to take. So they say if you break it down into, like, 5 steps, it makes it a little easier. So say, like, you want to work out. Once you get off work, or, well, I know you're doing it in the morning, but say if you want to work out in the evening. Once you get off work, you go ahead and switch into your workout clothes. That's the first step. If you do that consecutively, even if you decide not to go work out, but you put on those workout clothes, that's the first step.
Hey, I like that.
The second step is, now I'm going to go outside and I'm going to walk around the block or around my apartment complex. That's all I did for the day. But I did something. Maybe it's, I stretched when I put on my workout clothes instead of going outside for the walk. Maybe that was my step two, you know? So break it down into small, attainable steps, you guys. I swear it'll help and make it easier for you.
And it's not too late to have any goals for school. I know that every semester is a new semester. We learn from ourselves. And so if you are preparing for finals or if there's those classes that you don't want to miss, just show up now. It's not over yet. You can keep going and then you can have more goals to attain and create next semester. So that could also be a part of your New Year resolution. So take it easy. We know that with finals, a lot's going on. So if you need anybody to talk to, please schedule an appointment. Please utilize your TELUS app and you got this. So please believe in yourself. We believe in you. And yeah. So shout out to our seniors that are graduating. You got this. I know. And we know that sometimes, even though you're going to walk the stage and those jitters of, did I miss anything? The final grades aren't posted. But just know that you've done your best. You've made it this far. And you can do this. So you just have a week and a half left. And new, it may be the end of something, but it is the beginning of something new.
That's good. That's good. Yes. And we just want to give one more emphasis on utilizing your TELUS app in between now and when the semester. Well, I mean, you always can use it, but, you know, now and next semester.
And during the break.
Yes. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yes. During the break. During the break. and we'll be happy to see those who are returning, come in, schedule an appointment, and help you implement your New Year's resolutions. Continue to be a form of accountability for you if you need it. And yeah,
you guys got this. And so we are actually starting to schedule for the new semester. So if you've been thinking about counseling, you want to return to counseling, you can call our reception and start scheduling for next semester. Our last day of services is the last day of the semester, which is December the 12th, and that's also the last day of semester for DRC and for the Javelina Health Clinic. But it's been a pleasure. We enjoy working with you guys. We've enjoyed this podcast. You'll probably see us there at graduation cheering you on. And so for those two that aren't graduating, and you're almost there, so just keep moving forward. You one thing at a time, and the semester is almost done, so you should be very proud. Take care of yourself and each other.
And happy holidays!
You're listening to Counselor Corner, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
See y'all next time!